This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A U.S. Capitol Police officer has died, and the suspect was shot to death by police after ramming his car into a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol building Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Capitol Police say a man rammed a vehicle into two officers at a security checkpoint about 100 yards from the building.
The suspect exited the vehicle with a knife in hand.
And officers opened fire after he lunged at them. Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman says the suspect was killed. Two officers were taken to hospitals.
One of our officers has succumbed to his injuries,
making him the second Capitol Police officer killed this year after one died in January's riot. Police say today's attack does not appear related to terrorism nor to any particular member of Congress, which is on recess this week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States and Iran are planning to hold indirect talks with other major world powers, aiming to get both countries back into an accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
This is a welcome and potentially constructive early step.
Nearly 3 years after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, the new administration is making good on President Biden's promise to get back in. Negotiations are set to start Tuesday in Vienna through the other world powers remaining in the accord. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We don't anticipate presently that there will be direct talks between the United States and Iran through the process, though we certainly remain open to them.
Psaki adds the diplomatic road ahead may be a long one.
We are very clear-eyed about the hurdles that remain.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.